Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Divine Manifesting with Christy Whitman and Rebecca Grotto. Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
Hey, Christy, I'm good.
Good.
You have some good news, right? Tell everybody.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's funny because we work with Divine Manifesting. What?
It's funny, huh? I'm just laughing at you.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, you know, we work with this Divine Manifesting stuff, and we work with the Law of Attraction. And for the past year, as you well know, I've been, you know, really putting out in my intention of what I wanted to have in my life. And it was about a year ago when I, a little over a year ago when I met Frederick. And just, you know, I was living in Philadelphia, he was living in Montreal, and just wanting us to somehow come together and be able to create a life together. And literally the last 2 weeks, I got married, and then this past Saturday we moved into our dream house and that we've been building for 4 months. And not only that, I was able to get all of my stuff out of storage from Philadelphia and move it up to Montreal yesterday, so now I'm surrounded by all my stuff, and it just feels really good to be in my own energy, in my own space, in my new house with my new husband. And it's just one of those things where when something happens and it comes to fruition, you just kind of go, wow, I really am a magnificent creator. It's just really amazing what you put out there, what you ask for, you do receive. And it's just a matter of being patient and trusting and allowing and moving towards the steps to take and make everything happen. So it's just really exciting when it happens. And it's almost like that feeling of, you know, now it's here. And and you look back and go, wow, you know, a lot of the journey was, the fun in the journey was the actual creation of it, like deciding what I wanted and building the house. And, you know, so it's really a fun process. So
good. Well, congratulations, Christy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, today on our show, I just have the honor and the privilege of introducing an amazing woman. She actually, I was introduced through her through Hay House, which I just love all the Hay House authors. And she and I connected, and she just has this amazing heart and this amazing gift. She's an intuitive psychic, and she's also an author, and I'm going to have her tell you a lot about herself. And she also has a host of her own radio show. And she asked me to do a radio show with her a couple weeks ago. And I was just blown away with her because we were talking about, you know, my books and what I'm doing and that type of thing. And she all of a sudden said, I'm connecting with your sister. And, you know, which I know I'm very, very connected to my sister who has passed on. And, you know, she connects to me all the time. And so she said, well, she's giving me an L and a J. Is there anybody that you know with an L and a J name? And I'm like, no, it's not really hitting me right now. And then she said, well, you know, you have number 11, and she's showing me the number 11. I'm like, that's my birthday, November, I don't know. So, and then all of a sudden we're still continuing in the conversation, and I know that Frederick and I want to have children, and we want to have, you know, at least one. And I know that I'm going to have a boy because I could just definitely feel this boy spirit around me all the time, and I've connected with him in my dreams and through my soul work that I do. And we're in the middle of a conversation. She goes, oh, you're going to have a boy. And I said, yeah, I know. And all of a sudden, like, she just gave me more and more information, which is incredible. And that night I went to sleep, and in the morning I woke up with having this dream where I'm holding this just a precious angel child, this boy in my hand, this baby, and he's just looking at me. And then all of a sudden Frederick popped up in my dream, and he looked at the baby and he goes, oh, hi, John Luke. And his eyes just sparkled. Well, J and L. I mean, it was just wild. So I was just like, oh, my gosh, that's crazy. So she just has a beautiful heart, so I'd like to welcome her to the show. Her name is Carmen Hara. Hi, Carmen. Carmen?
Oh, did we lose Carmen?
Isn't that amazing? I'm also listening to the story how you don't actually realize right away when you receive a message, especially about an initial or someone. But then the more you think about it, a mind that knows everything will actually be able to identify the message.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, Carmen, let's tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your book and all the things that you offer, because you do amazing work in the world.
You know, I always believe that the more excitement you bring into your life, the better, the more joyful you live, the more you cancel stress in your life. So finding always new things is so positive. So that's why I do a lot of things. So I'm an author of 4 books. My fourth book was actually released recently called The Trinity of Health. I'm the author of Everyday Karma, translated in 18 languages, published all over the world by Random House, the author of Decoding Your Destiny, published by Simon & Schuster and Beyond Words, who actually published The Secret. And I do counseling. I work as a therapist. I counsel people in their marriage and how to tune into their selves and how to find much more about their selves. I also work as a numerologist. I'm very fascinated with the concept of Kabbalah and the world of chronology. I believe that everything in life is according to a divine code. Everything is within a code. You know, the chronological world can be demystified if you understand the power of the code. So I work with that a lot in order to, as I said, help people understand their agreements, the reason why they are here, their skills, their abilities, because many times it happens that you're not aware of yourself, you're not aware of your skills, and you're not using them. You know, many times because of your family or being repressing emotion or having a very low self-esteem. I also work as a jewelry designer. I had my own jewelry on QVC for 3 years. Now I moved to HSN because my buyer actually moved to HSN. So I feel in a way better that HSN will give me a better opportunity. My jewelry, it's all about the power of symbols. I really believe that when we originally designed jewelry, we actually thought about empowering ourselves, so we started to do out of wood or stones, crosses and pentagrams and pyramids and all kinds of symbols that we used to wear in order to empower us. So I think that jewelry is not only designed to sparkle and just make you feel important, but make you feel that you can change things in your life. So I designed a piece called the Wishing Pyramid. I used to sell that a lot on QVC. You open a pyramid, you know, it's like a locket, and it's like a, of course, like a necklace. You open it on top, you put your wish inside, and according to 7, the number of God, in 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months, your wish will come true, because by simply writing it and wearing it, you know, and thinking about it, your mind changes the thinking. You talk in your own work about manifesting the divine. Well, this is a certain way of working with the divine. So put your wish inside the pyramid and your wish will come true. So I did a lot of things. I used to be a singer for 20 years. I still sing. I still release a CD last year. So me, I'm all over the map. I'm doing so many things because everything complements everything and everything brings more excitement. So I'm just that person who believes that we should bring in our life as much as possible, never be afraid to express yourself in a different field, in a different area. You don't have to just be a lawyer for the rest of your life or be a salesperson for 30 years. You can be so many things. So that's the kind of a message that I'm giving to people.
You know what I hear, Carmen? This is Rebecca. But what I hear is it's just so much freedom in your voice, freedom from doubt, freedom from fear, freedom from standards, the way we should be, like you said, you know, sort of this societal dictate that we should be one thing, choose a career, and then be that, and you can't be a lot of different things. And, boy, as you were talking, it was just resonating through my body that there's such a freedom from all of the, all of the rules and like I said, fear and doubt and the way things are supposed to be. It feels very childlike and beautiful. Do you, I know you just love Carmen Christie. I now get it. Is this what you were picking up on?
Oh, yeah. Carmen, you're just amazing. I mean, you're just always so heart. And you know, it's like I like to think of myself as a pretty intuitive person. I can read people's energy as well. And I'm definitely not what I consider psychic, but I definitely intuitive, which all of us have. And, you know, obviously opening up to that more and more. But any connection I've ever had with you, you're just pure heart. And I feel that. I feel the purity of you. And it's like I feel the divine working through you. And that's why I was just like, oh, we have to have her on our show. I mean, she's just, you're amazing. So I'm glad you're here.
Well, thank you so much. I really believe you both are amazing. And I think our listeners are amazing. And I think we all have this gift. You know, if you think of
Einstein used to say that this intuitive mind is the sacred gift, and the thinking of the rational mind is just the servant, the faithful servant. But the society we are living in honors the servant and has forgotten about the gift, except that in this time of evolution, we're waking up to the realization, hey, we have the gift. Let's use it. So we all have this intuitive mind that allows us to tap into the divine and go beyond the rules and regulation, beyond the restriction of the man-made laws. We don't like these laws because our laws can never fix a problem. That's why both of you ladies, you use the divine. We talk about the laws of the universe, the law of attraction, and all the other laws. I talk a lot about the law of karma. All these laws that complement each other, helping us as a society to and the collective mind of the planet to break through all of this restriction and man-made laws and make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. It's like a prison, breaking through the prison wall.
Exactly. That's so true. I mean, we imprison ourselves. We are born free, actually. You know,
yeah.
The man, 'cause you talk about me being a free spirit. And I've never been working for anybody, so I think that one of the reasons I always kept my freedom is not allowing myself to be imprisoned by anything
yeah.
and anybody else, and trying to prove myself that everything within us exists, is there, it resonates. The moment you don't allow all those negative emotions like fear and doubt and confusion to block you, you can be succeeding, you can achieve amazing things. We all can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so funny as you're saying that, because
yeah.
I was just thinking, yeah, I don't think I've ever worked for anybody. I never did well working for somebody, and the thought of getting up and doing a 9-to-5, I kind of thought, oh, you're too lazy to do that, Rebecca. It would just never work. And so it's really funny as you're saying that, you know, it's been such a source lately in my life of absolute joy that, you know, I have the freedom in my life to create whatever I want. I did it that way, and I know now, Christy, you've created that freedom in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to no longer have to get up, have to do things a certain way. And, you know, I know most of the listeners know, too, a few years back, Carmen, I actually packed the kids up in an RV and we took off for 3 years. And talk about freedom. Oh, my gosh, you know, to wake up every morning and to say this day is mine exactly as I wish it to be. That was really, really empowering to realize that I didn't have to do things the way sort of society told me I had to do things as a mother. You know, it's like, we don't have to go to soccer games. We don't even have to go to school. You know, that was actually very empowering to realize that you can get on the other side of the prison yard and be free. And so as I'm talking to you, it's like you're just sort of awakening that little voice in me that loves to be free. So thank you so much.
But when you're free, Rebecca, you know, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but when you're free, you have so much power.
Yeah.
You know, immediately you can access in you and unleash that huge potential that was always dormant, that you never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the very moment, you know, you go by the restriction and you go by belief system, because you can never go beyond your belief. If you believe that this is going to happen to you, then you bring that into your life. So, yes, we have choices. Yes, choices are all illusion. Yes, life is just an illusion. But let's go into the positive side of life and unleash that power and create a bigger picture, because you have versions to create a very small version of you. You have choices of a small version of the big version of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one you want to consider? Do you want to be the small you, you know, the little girl that will always be scared and afraid? Or you want to be, you know, getting bigger every day and more powerful and resonate more and vibrate at a higher level and then understand the laws of the divine and be in tune with them and go beyond this limitation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's been my propelling force, is I never wanted to be on my deathbed and say, oh, my gosh, I lived that small life. I never woke up. I think that just that thought in my head has always propelled me to say, you know what, take a risk. Go for the big dream.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's very
a beautiful feeling. And that doesn't stop you from doing everything else, like being a great mom or being a good daughter or being a good wife. So everything else that has to do with being in a family doesn't stop you from being you.
Exactly. It just makes you a better you.
ahead of you.
Yeah.
And I also think that this world, this society, with all the restriction and the belief system, makes us think that, yes, we are here to give birth. Yes, you are here to serve the world. It's true, but you're also here to give birth to yourself before giving birth to anybody else. So one of the reasons a lot of people out there, they don't know how to be good parents. They don't know how to be in a relationship because they were not in a situation of giving birth to themselves first.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really well put.
Real quick, I want to just tell our listeners that if you would like to call in and ask Carmen a question or Rebecca and myself a question, you can go on to Station 2 on the website, and the numbers there are listed. You should be already on the website right now because you're online. So it's on Station 2. Grab the numbers and go ahead and call in if you have a question, if you'd like Carmen to maybe do a quick reading on you or just ask her any type of question. So we'll keep going and keep the discussion, and if we have a caller that'd like to call in, then great, we'll be interrupted. So,
Carmen, what would you offer to people to, you know, what's maybe one or two tips you can offer? We always ask, you know, for our listeners, you know, what's one or two things you can offer to people to become a better you, to become, to live in that bigger you?
Well, first of all, you have to be detaching from all this outside world, the world outside that keeps you, as you said it, in prison and locked, including sometimes people in your world, the people in outside world that will not allow you to grow. It's very sad that sometimes, you know, you have people that are controlling. It's very sad to see that probably your mate or your parents or anyone else will keep you from growing. Then you don't have to allow that. So what you have to identify first is your need within you to grow, to give birth to you, and to acknowledge who you really are. Of course we are all here to serve each other. Of course we are here in school. Of course we are all here to help each other. But just being you is tapping first within yourself and not allowing the outer world to stop your evolution. Because that happens to millions, if not hundreds of millions out there that are probably complain, or I don't know how I'm going to do it because I have this possessive mother, or I have this problem with my kid, or I have... So the outside world will stop you from tapping within you. And then working on all your issues with self-esteem, working on believing in you, like see yourself succeeding is very significant. And use whatever techniques you can, from visualization, from meditation, everything you can do to create that image. As we said, everything is an illusion, so try to make yourself, put yourself on a pedestal and believe that you belong there, and work very hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. And tap into you, see what you need to achieve, what makes you feel good, what are your skills. A lot of people, they don't acknowledge their skills, which is very sad. And again, make sure that you're happy with you. That love you have to have for yourself before having it for anybody else is extremely significant. We always used to say, if you really want to get married, marry you first.
Oh, that's
because
good.
If you don't love you and marry you, nobody else will marry you. Does it make sense?
What?
I think it makes a lot of sense. So the connection with us,
yes,
with our inner force, with that deep, deep, deep soul within you, and bridging the three level of you. You know, there are three level of us. There is the ego level. That is the low level of consciousness. Then you have your soul with all your emotions, your fear, your anger, your love, finally a positive emotion, and all these other lots of negative feelings. And then you have yourself. Now yourself goes beyond your ego. Yourself goes beyond the soul and keeps you in tune with the divine, where everything is perfect, everything is absolute, everything is nirvana, everything goes beyond karma, beyond repetition, beyond wrong action. So when you bridge the trinity, like I explained with the pyramid, when you bridge the three level of you, you can create the totality, the holiness within you. And then you are complete. Then you're really about to roll. You're about to start. You're about to be big.
Mm-hmm.
Anything here missing, if you operate only at the level of your ego, forget it. You will have always anger towards someone. You'll always blame the world outside. You'll always feel like... something is not right, and that is you blocking yourself.
Because I agree, the world outside can put a lot of chains, you know. It's true that we are born free, and the world we are born in is not the most evolved world that we are living in. But we also, inside ourselves, carry a lot of past life, karmic issues, things that are buried in the subconscious mind. So working the side of the subconscious and dig there to find out what it is within you that can stop you from succeeding the way you want, or can stop you from being you who you meant to be. I don't know if you've seen, but in my career, I've seen people sabotaging themselves at the subconscious level in a big way and attracting and creating the same situation over and over. Clients coming, patients coming, and say, Dr. Hara, why do I attract the same husband who cheats on me? I married three times. All of them did the same thing. Or why did I bring into my life a husband who drinks? Why do I have an abusive mother? What is within me that I don't know? So that's the whole thing. So if I am supposed to offer a tip to anybody, go within yourself and try to find out on your own without anybody telling you what is in within you that needs to be healed. What it is within you that is blocking you before, because if there is a problem within you, that's what you will attract. So that's, again, we're going back to the law of attraction. What it is within you, you will bring to you. You will attract.
Absolutely. And I like that point. I was working with somebody yesterday, and, you know, we came up with that same concept, and it was really cute. He's a young guy, and you know, I was saying to him that he's at that point in his life in early adulthood where he needs to start pushing his mother's expectations and opinions and dreams and wishes for him to one side, very lovingly and respectfully, but push it to one side and his father's to the other side. And he said, so cute. You know, so the whole point was so that he could begin to cultivate his own sense of his dreams and wishes and desires for himself. And it was so cute. He said, it's like Moses parting the Red Sea. I thought that image was just so cute, because I think you're absolutely right. I think we have to get a lot of everybody else's stuff out of our way before we can even begin to find ourselves and look within ourselves to say, what am I doing that's getting in my way? But first I have to get everybody else's stuff out of my way, too. And so it's sort of, I really like how you said that, Carmen. It's kind of a twofold process of getting that stuff out of the way and then stepping into all of our grandness. So those are two very good tips. Yeah.
Hey, Carmen, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I know a lot of times as a law of attraction coach, and I know Rebecca gets this a lot as well, I have people, and this, you know, has happened to me in my own life, and Rebecca and I are in a situation where it's very similar, so it's kind of close to home as well. But when you have, when you feel like, you know what, I have the skills, I know what I'm doing is right, I'm totally on path, I'm totally on purpose, I have passion for this, I feel like my energy is really high, I'm in a really good high vibratory place, I believe it's going to happen, and then something doesn't quite come to fruition. And even when you can look at other areas of your life and you say, wow, I can manifest here, and I'm manifesting here, and I'm manifesting here, but this one area, this one thing just isn't coming to fruition, can you give insight into that? Like, what is that about? And do you need me to get more specific?
Yeah, I mean, so you're talking about that when you're referring to your own self, no?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have a lot of clients that this happens to.
You're talking generally about someone that thinks that they had everything put together, so they're very successful in their own in their career, no?
Yes.
I wonder whether I'm getting it right. And you question what should they do when it comes to their love life?
Well, I'll just give you an example. Like, Rebecca and I have been writing a book for 5 years, and you've read the book. You've read the book. It's a phenomenal book. And
yes,
you know,
it is a phenomenal book.
Well, thank you. And we have come so close so many times to having it published. And where we get really excited, and we had, like, you know, 10 people or 10 publishers all excited about it, and then when it came down to it, it didn't happen. And then, you know, we get other publishers that are excited about it, and it's like they're almost ready to take us, and then it doesn't happen. And, you know, we have other opportunities that are still out there, but it's like it's not happening. And and both of us, like, she manifests like crazy in her life. I manifest like crazy in our life. Together, we are amazing as far as when we do coaching together. Like, we have a Power of Self-Love coaching class that we're doing right now with these women that are just, they're all like, oh, my God, it's phenomenal. So we're just, we kind of sometimes go, okay, there's different choices, and both of us are obviously very intuitive, and you feel a very, like, a confusion of what's the right thing to do. Am I making sense? Rebecca, you want to help
me
out?
No, you're making a lot of sense. I think I understand now better. I think I was not very clear with the question at the beginning. You know what I think in this particular case, with this particular book? I think probably the book is great, everything is great. You're knocking at the wrong door, or probably the publish house where you've been is not the right publish house, believe it or not, you know. So it is that something else has to happen before publishing it. But I do see this book definitely being great. When things are put on hold, they put on hold for a reason, and we tend to believe it's us doing something wrong, or we're not ready for something, or blame something else, when in fact we should say God has a bigger plan, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's always a reason for everything, because always you look at the bad things happening in your life and you question, I don't know why is this happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think in my life that I at the beginning I didn't understand why that, but I had to go back years later and look in, and revisit the topic and say, okay, so that's why that didn't happen at that point. That was not the time.
Yeah. Is there a reason? I know for myself, and Christy and I have talked about this quite often, is, you know, for most of my life, I felt a real level of certainty. Like, you know, opportunities would come knocking, and, you know, if there were two paths put in front of me, I was always really clear which path to take. And I've noticed about around the book, it's interesting that it's not clear to me. Like, we're right now, this morning, we had two paths available to us, which is tighten up the book and go with one publisher, or just, you know, keep going with somebody else. And it's like, usually I have this certain level of certainty, of confidence, of, oh, I know which way we're supposed to be going. One definitely feels right, and one definitely feels like, nope, pass on that deal. And we're talking to Christy this morning. It's one of the first times in my life I felt very, very like, I don't know which way to go. It's just this, you know, is that something you encounter a lot?
I had this experience as many times in my life.
Oh, so that's reassuring.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Even if you think you know everything. Yeah, even if you think you do know, sometimes things like this happen. It happened to me. It happened to me with one of my books actually last year. It happened to me. I had a very weird experience this year with Hay House, who was very interested in one of my books. And actually, I talked to Reed Tracy at Hay House, the president. He said, yes, I want to buy your book. Called my agent, said he bought the book, and talked to me about a great deal that I'm having with my shopping channel and selling it on TV. And then 4 days later, he calls. He said, I don't want to buy your book anymore. So how can you understand something like that? And what are you supposed to make out of it?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. What tools are we supposed to be using when these things happen?
When these things happen, you have to be very calm, and you have to say, you know, God will open another way. You never give up, and you never lose the level of your confidence, because something like this can really make you feel confused.
Yes.
And depressed. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you buy my book today and you don't buy it 4 days later. You have an interest, you know, and then you. So this happens a lot. And it does happen in this industry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that publish houses are going through a rough time, exactly like the market goes through a rough time.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, I really believe that. I really believe that's happening because, you know, this is a phenomenon. We used to buy books for a long time, you know, but this process about writing changed into centuries of evolution, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that lately people go a lot online, read books through the e-books. They don't go so much to bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
Something is definitely happening. We live in this fast world when everything happens too fast, too quick. We don't have time as we used to have to read books the way we used to do it. You know, when the world in itself was more like slow moving.
Right.
I don't know if you have a sense of everything moving very fast.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
It's everything is the world of a fast food. Everything is the world of the computer. We alienate ourselves. We date online. I have clients, I think probably mentioned this before to you, that they calling me saying I'm dating this guy for 2 years online. I've never met him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy world we are living in.
Right, right, right.
We disconnect from Mother Nature, and now we go back to Mother Nature and we said, wait a minute, so Mother Nature is in trouble. You know, this planet might shift the pole. What are we going to do about it? But we didn't pay attention.
this lack of awareness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Lack of awareness, how fast we move. It's like moving too fast. You completely disconnect your perception from where it should be. So
yeah,
I think that happens in the publishing industry, too.
Yeah, I get the sense oftentimes that I see so many of my clients who are like skipping on the surface. They're just
mm-hmm.
going really fast, skipping in the surface. But they don't go deep. They don't if you slow down, you're going to go deep. And it's almost
exactly.
like a diversion from just landing and letting yourself sink deep. It's almost like, got to keep moving. And it's just like you're always skipping around the surface, but you're not really getting anything good.
You're always on the run. Exactly like you
yeah.
said, you're on the surface and you don't go to the problem, the root of the problem.
Yes. So you just keep manifesting all these little surface things that are all the same issues because you're not really going deep and getting the problem. Exactly. Yeah, running all the time.
That probably will explain even deeper what's happening with your book. But, you know, when something like this happens, you never get discouraged, you know? You
oh,
never
yeah, we
get
do,
discouraged.
Carmen.
Yeah,
well, we
very
totally
hard
get
not
discouraged. Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, it really does call upon, you know, certain other tools within, which is to have deep faith and trust that it's all meant to be. And, you know, and I know it's been calling forth a lot of that.
You know what I'm learning, Rebecca? Every single experience in my life, it ended up by being a book, you know?
Mm.
Everything that happened to me, I mentioned somewhere. So
oh.
then I said, okay, so that's why this happened to me, because this has to be there, you know?
Yes.
This has to be inspiration for other people, or this has to be in writing, because it's a theme of life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's a very good way to see it. Yeah.
See, life is minus and plus. Life is yin yang. Life is plus and minus. The black and white, the day and the night. So it cannot only be night. It cannot be only day. It cannot be only sunny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to accept the other half of it in order to understand how it complements and how it creates the holiness.
Yeah.
So I think that's very significant for everybody to know. And especially when it comes down to your own experiences, I agree with you. You have to go deep. That's why meditation is so significant. You disconnect from the outside world, like we said it. You go within you. And the answer is there, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But in your case with publishing, so are you ready to publish this book right now or not really?
Yeah, we are.
You are, yeah. I do see another chance. That's why I'm asking you. So if I'm supposed to use a little bit my own intuitive mind, I do see, other than the choice that you have, another choice.
Mm, rather
and
than...
I don't know if you guys have ever thought of Random House ever. Have you?
Yeah, we have a literary agent, and that's kind of where we're at right now. We have another literary agent that wants to represent us for major publishers. And that's
okay.
why, but they want some other things done to the book. And that's
I think that's
like.
Probably what it is, that whatever they might want. But check with your agent and make sure that your agent also send it to Random House. Random House has a lot of divisions.
Okay, so you're...
But Random House is a very powerful publish house, and I think that they're going to do a great work for you. You want this book, and I think the potential of this book is huge. You want
yes.
this book to really hit New York Times bestseller list and be everywhere.
Yeah.
The best way to do it will also have to do a lot with which publish house will publish it.
Okay, so you do see that it's worth doing the rewrite and tightening.
Yes,
it.
I really
oh,
think
good.
That's
okay.
something that you need to add. That must be the reason of the delay.
Yeah, there
I
you
had
go.
This with one of my books. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I had one of my books called Decoding Your Destiny, and I was... about to publish, and it didn't happen, and I had to go back to the book and do something else, and only then, and then I realized without that particular chapter, the book would have never felt complete.
Mm. Well, that's very reassuring. Yeah, yeah. Very
and I don't know who has the name Mark. Do you know anybody with an M name?
Mark?
Who?
For you, Rebecca?
I'm not thinking of anybody right now. Mark.
An M name comes very strong.
Uh-huh.
And in your case, and I don't know why I see this, I do see someone in the spirit world who actually passed young.
Hmm.
who sometimes comes and visits you, and that's like a young male.
Huh.
Ooh, Rebecca.
Someone who's not alive.
Christy, you got to get it somewhere, okay? So you... Okay. Well, I'm wondering, that's weird. I'm wondering, I had an uncle who passed very young.
Yeah, that's your uncle.
Oh.
And I don't know why he comes around, but he just wants to say hello.
Oh.
And he shows me a G or J sound of a name.
Hmm.
He was very nice. He was really young.
He was very sweet, too, very angelic.
He was very
angelic.
Lovely. I have yes. a, you know, it's interesting, when they come from the fifth dimension beyond the physics, you sense who they were. You sense that, it's almost like that vibration in a way stays the same.
Uh-huh.
I also think that it all depends how evolved you are, because we go to different levels. You know, when you go beyond the physics, you go in different levels according to your evolution at this on Earth.
Uh-huh.
But I think that your uncle comes very sweet, very, and he continues to show me this M name. It can be Maria, it can be that, but a name with an M.
Huh.
And you may not know for 3 days, and then all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, you know,
uh-huh.
I've seen this over and over. The mind doesn't respond, the consciousness doesn't respond, the cognitive mind doesn't respond right away to a message that might have to do with 30 years ago or something like that. So.
Oh, 30 years ago is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm going back in the past. I know this is something that happened a while back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it did. I think, gosh, I want to almost say 40 years.
Yeah, it's possible. It's
yeah.
possible.
Mm-hmm.
I just said at least 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And it's interesting how after 30 years you don't remember. But, you know, when you're not here, you live in eternity. You don't have age anymore. You live forever, and you can say hello anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But I found it very interesting that the validation of this book comes very strong from the other side.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
well, you know,
so yes, you guys are going to have such a huge success with this book.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what's really interesting as you're talking, my uncle passed when he was, I want to say he was 20. So
yeah, exactly. And he shows me like a bike.
Oh, okay. He actually got like a brain infection when he was in the war. But
okay.
his guardian, he was very, very close to Saint Martin. I think is there he was like a Jamaican saint.
Okay.
And when he passed, the story was actually really funny. My grandmother and my aunt both said that there was this Jamaican nurse who kept coming in to take care of him, and she was lovely with him. She just took such good care of him until the day he passed in the hospital. And later, when they came to, you know, my aunt said she came to thank this particular nurse. And nobody in the hospital knew her. They're like, we don't employ a Jamaican nurse.
Wow.
And it was, and everybody said he was so close to, I think St. Martin, I believe it was Dominican. And, or not Dominican.
But there's an M already here, the M.
Yes, and that could be the M, because he always, when I think of my uncle, I feel very close to that saint, because he was so, he just felt, he always throughout his life felt so close to this particular saint. And so maybe that's what you're
Or I should
on.
Say, okay, that, you know, I believe in prayers. You know, when you want to assess something happening to you.
Yes.
Saying a prayer, you know, to the divine, but especially praying to a saint or to, you know, it's just so, so fantastic. I think that saying a prayer to Saint Martin will really help.
That's,
and pay
you.
Attention to someone with an M name that will help you out of the blue. So see the connection
okay.
of the initials.
Okay. Oh, but it's so reassuring. Thank you so much, Carmen. It's so reassuring.
Well, I think that you do a fantastic job. I'm so proud of both of you.
Yeah, well, we're so proud of this book, and the feedback we've gotten has just been, we both feel like it will really touch women's lives. And
absolutely.
Stuff. Yeah, so I think we both feel so impassioned about it, and we just want the green light. So this has been really helpful. Thank you so much. And if anybody out there would love absolutely validating information from Carmen, please feel free to call in. My gosh. Oh,
yeah, station 2 numbers, so go ahead and call in if you'd like.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Carmen. That felt very, very validating.
Well,
yeah.
I just so much appreciate your work, and your radio show is great, and are you planning to expand with the radio show? Because I might think that there can be another show or something like that. I don't know what I'm seeing here.
Oh, Christy?
Pardon me?
Christy, are we...
Anything else about another radio station?
Not at this point, no.
Not at this point. We're... Probably from now on to February or March.
Oh.
There's there's one more offer for you to do another show.
Together?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then
great.
I want to tell you that your book will be featured in Oprah's book club.
Oh, wow.
So that would really give you a lot of attention and recognition for your work.
Oh, that'd be great.
And that would be because of a woman with an L name. This is going to be a woman that will describe like tall, brown, light hair, more brown light or more blondish hair, straight long hair, around 30-something.
Hmm.
And this is someone who either is working for Oprah or someone will definitely consider your book and will bring it to Oprah's attention. So that would be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to do so well.
Oh, good. Oh, good. This is...
So no doubt, only projecting the good and the positive. I love predicting things because this is the way you open your mind to the possibility, and this is the way you actually manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Things into your life.
Yeah. I think it goes along with what you were saying, Carmen, about not playing small. I mean,
we don't play small. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Even as you're saying that, I'm like, wow, we can just think so big here. We have that ability.
Always big. Only big. I think the reason that a lot of people struggle with money and their private life because they're afraid. They're afraid to be rich. They're afraid to be loved. They're afraid to do well. They're afraid to live in a mansion. They're afraid of every, you know, so that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Your fear will blocking you from getting everything. I think we all are here. We can all experience divinity and have everything.
Mm-hmm.
We can have everything. It's possible.
Yes. Yes. Boy, if that isn't the truth, that is so... So the truth, and you know, and it's almost like a little mantra we have to just keep holding within ourselves. We can have everything. Everything.
Well, talking about mantras, you know, I was so impressed about Tina Turner. Tina has a terrible life. You know, she has been so struggling with her first marriage, and the moment when she opened to Buddhism and she starts to do this mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, her life changed.
Mm-hmm.
And she became Tina Turner that we all remember. And what is incredible about her, she was 40-something. And, you know, in the music industry, after 40, you know, you hardly can hope, you know.
Right.
But this is the way I want all the women out there, you know, to think that if you've ever been down or going through a difficult marriage or have a low self-esteem, you know, do this mantra because it's so powerful. It bridges the three level of you, and it bridges you, it put you in touch, your ego, with yourself, your higher self, and then you can access the high dimensional energy, and then you can bring that power within you, and then you become unbeatable, you know, at that moment, you can win everything.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing you're saying that, too, because I wrote about Tina Turner, just a little blurb in my book, Perfect Pictures, about that, about how she, you know, she, when she finally became aware and got this power within her, she was able to completely transform and change her whole entire life.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And it's pretty amazing you're right saying
it. Let's always remember that this is the time of women, the goddesses.
Yes.
We're coming back in power. All the women come back in power after thousands of years. The last 2,000 years, the world was dominated by the male figure.
Yeah, I can hear them a bit, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there a caller on the line?
Is there anybody on the line?
Wait. Is there a caller on the line?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Charles. I happen not to be a woman, but I'm male. Just calling in to maybe get some insight.
Oh, great. Carmen, do you want to talk to Charles?
Oh, hi, Charles. So the questions are about you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Charles, the number 23 comes to me. You know that you see flashes of things and numbers and initials and a B name.
Oh, I see numbers, not necessarily 23, but the number 444 and 12 have been following me forever.
Okay. Do you mind telling me when you're born? Is that possible?
I was born 7/26, July 26, 1956.
26, 1956, no? Okay, just a second. First of all, because you're born on a 26, you have a long life. That's the planet of karma. You're born with the energy of the planet of karma. You're here for a very long life, so you have a long life. Do you have a brother?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty.
Okay, one brother that you have a very strong karmic relationship, not so much with all the others, but with one of them. You're very reliable.
He died a few years ago.
He died?
A few years ago.
Oh, so probably that's why I'm bringing him up. Is there the name John tell you something?
John, no, not John.
John Jack, a GJ name also comes to me. Oh, you're at the end of lives, my dear friend. This is your last life in a cycle of life. So you're a very evolved soul. I don't know if you feel this way. I should say you're going to be on Earth to reach 100 because of the having the 8 and the 9. That gives you a very long life. I don't know if this happened to you, but you might have some difficulties in your private life. Have you been through a divorce?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a son?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And an S name like Sarah or Steve comes to me?
My wife's name is Sally.
Sally, okay. Your brother on the other side, I see him. I don't know if he had a heart problem, did he?
My brother,
let's put it this way. He does mention something about a heart. I want you to see who in your family has an issue with their heart.
Oh, that was my father. He had a heart attack when he died.
Oh, he had a heart attack. So then he does talk about your dad, because there is definitely a reference to someone who has to take care of their heart. Then that's a family member.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is your second marriage?
Yes.
Okay. This is a better marriage than the first. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Then this woman that I mentioned, this wife now, it is very good for you. I can tell you that. So you have a very good connection with her. Now, you have a son. You could have had two more kids. Do you have them?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you have three?
I have a daughter, and I have another daughter from my previous marriage, but I had another kid that I don't think was mine. I don't think that was the problem.
So, yeah, you have three kids. If you think there are more than three, then one is not yours.
Okay. Yeah, because the other daughter wasn't sure that was mine.
It's not yours, sweetheart.
They never told me.
No, it's not.
Really?
No.
Wow.
So if you ever had any doubts about that, you know, I'm giving you some peace of mind. At least you know. But if you invest in a child in this world, even if it's not biologically yours, you create karma.
Right.
So you have to see what kind of a karmic energy is here, in which way you probably will be able to help her. She might come to you. How old is she now? 7, 10?
Oh, she's grown now. She's 21.
She's 21. Okay.
And she's already married.
Oh, okay. So, but have you ever felt connected to her when she was 7, 10, that age?
Not really, no.
Not really. Okay. Because if that connection was not necessarily revealed to you by that age in her life, then at this point you're good. But at least you know that we're talking about three that are yours. One of your child is married?
Yeah, that's the other one, the one that I wasn't sure that was mine.
Okay, she's the only one who's married?
Yeah.
Okay, because is there anybody else in your family that is around 23, 20?
Let's see, 23, 20.
I'm asking you because I do see one
of
your...
Yeah, my other daughter, she's like 22.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So
yeah.
I'm seeing her... is she with someone right now?
She's in college.
She's in college. She's probably going to meet someone. I do see in a frame of 11 months to a year and a half, another child of yours getting married, getting involved. And so there's a lot of decision when it comes to her life, so in terms of who she's going to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now your health is good. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
You're very creative, Charles. What do you do creative? Do you like music?
Well, what I've been doing creatively lately, I've been starting to write a little bit, a little story.
Yeah, writing makes a lot of sense because of the year of your life when you have the planet Jupiter. So that brings you that sense of creativity. And you're very intuitive. I don't know if you feel this. You born with this planet as metaphysic. Being born on the 7th month, it gives you a very intuitive side of you. Do you sense that?
Yes.
Okay, now you have a woman watching over you in the spirit world other than your brother.
Maybe my mother.
Yeah, this woman comes very, very strong. She comes very loving. She shows me 5. I don't know why. And I wonder whether she showed me 23, but think about the significance of 5-23, month of May. If this resonates about your mom also shows me an A name, an A.
An A, see.
A like Alex or Anna or the A initial. I don't know more than the initial. That's all I know from her. She was in her 60-something when she passed.
Yeah, she was 70-something.
Or 70-something. She feels still too young to me to die. I don't know why. It's like she probably didn't want to let go. Do you agree?
Yeah, she wasn't doing too well. She's been sick for a lot of years.
Okay. But I think that she's okay where she is. She talks about Julie. Who's Julie?
Julia.
Julia. Okay, that's fine. Think about who she is. She is with other women on the other side, talking about the feminine. It might be a sister, a mother. She's with other women.
Okay, could be my could be Diane, my other sister.
Okay, she's with other people on the other side. A lot of female energy, especially around her.
Okay.
She talks about the month of November. See what's going to happen in November. She underlines in being significant. She says that you guys, are you planning to buy a home?
I own a home now.
Are you planning to buy something else or change something or invest?
Possibly, yes.
Yes, something about an investment. She definitely mentioned a very, you know, when people have just a great idea to invest into something and then a year later, that price will go up. So something about an investment that your mother mentions very clearly. She does show me also a D name, like David, Daniel, D, a D initial that she talks. And she talks of the month of June of the next year for your daughter who's in college. So she mentions something for the next year. Richard, Robert, and R name. She shows me initials, names of a lot of people. She talks about not being able to say goodbye. Do you know anything about that?
Well, she died before I was able to get over to the hospital.
Yeah, that's why she was not able to say goodbye. But she says hello now, and she wants you to know that she's fine.
That's great.
She shows me something with pink. It's like a pink flower, something pink. And she talks that she's going to come in a dream. You're going to have a dream of her when you're going to see her very young. She was a beautiful woman, your mother. Do you agree?
Wow.
Do you remember her?
I haven't seen any younger pictures of her, no.
Yeah, she was really pretty when she was in her 40s, 30s, something like that. She was beautiful. She says to me, no, there is a picture of her. Check on that. There is a picture of her young.
Okay.
She was not alone.
One of my cousins promised me, but she never gave it to me.
Okay, so there is a picture, and said, check with that cousin, because you're going to get it, and you will magnify. You know, you make a picture bigger, and she's not by herself. She's in a group of other people in the family.
Hmm.
And she wants you to pay attention. What's on that picture? You know, when you look at a picture, you see numbers, things on the picture, a date on the picture. Pay attention to that. You're not going to believe what you will see. She says that she will reincarnate. Your mother will actually come back in a frame of 5 years in the same family karma, becoming actually your granddaughter. I don't have a sense that karmically your mother finished her life on Earth.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
I kind of believe that too.
Yeah, so at a deep analysis, she said that you're at the end of life, which we know because you're a number 9. You're closing doors to... you graduate a school of life. You come to an end. And from here on, it's up to you whether you choose to sacrifice, you know, come when Earth goes to a hard level, to a trickle time in the many years to come, or you choose not to come in this low level of consciousness because you think you're done and you don't want to die again.
Yeah, I think
so
it's
it comes down to your choice, but the message of your mother is powerful. The message, the reference to your family, the connection with your wife, your health, your long life, and please write. You have such a great skill.
Hmm.
And who's Candy? Cassie? Carol?
Cassie Carol. Let's see.
I gave you so many names. It's unbelievable. If you can listen to the show, and just you're going to see how a lot of the things I said, especially when it comes to names,
mm-hmm.
will make sense. If it doesn't make sense right away, that's fine.
Sure.
But your mother mentioned someone with this initial. It might even come to you later. Either this is someone that will help you publish or will help you with your book. Will help you in whichever way that might have most likely to do with your career. There's a lot of indication that your financial life will get better in the near future.
Great.
Yes, so there's more money coming.
Charles, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you,
Charles. I hate to cut you off, but our show is almost over. So thank you for calling in, Charles. And Carmen, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us...
Oh, I love you, I'm sorry if I talk too much.
Oh, no. It was perfect. It was great. And I'm glad that at least one of our listeners got to get some information from you. So I know
he
probably feels the same way we do, very excited.
Yeah. Well, I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm just looking forward to see your book on the Oprah Club and on Oprah.
Thank you.
And I will send you my endorsement, and I adore you, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Carmen. So if anybody needs to get a hold of Carmen, they can visit her website. Carmen, can you give your website address? So
it is actually my name, Carmen, Hara, carmenhara.com. Hara means in Greek joy and happiness, and that's what you should be, happy and joyful. And all of you be well, and I love you, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
God bless.